What's he saying there? He's saying that if you meet the definition of being engaged in the business and don't have a federal firearms license, he wants ATF to put you in jail, and he wants the Justice Department to prosecute you and put you in prison. That's what he's talking about. So what does this mean? What's the definition of being engaged in the business of buying and selling firearms? A lot of people think, well, it's got to be a certain number of guns. I can sell under X number of guns a year or a month or whatever it might be, and I'm safe. That's not true at all. In fact, in the closing days of the Obama administration, ATF, in response to one of Obama's executive orders, issued what was called a guidance document. Essentially said, do I need a federal firearms license? And it proceeded to answer that question. And it spelled out to a very large degree what federal law says on this issue. And it's not a particular number of firearms. If you are holding yourself out as being a firearms-related business, and there is an example of one guy set up at a gun show, and he had a big sign, something like, you know, Guy's Firearms, that he set up at his display at a gun show. And he had business cards with something like Guy's Firearms on it. You know, quality firearms for sale. And they essentially caught him at this gun show where he set up this way, selling one gun. And the court said, yeah, that's enough to be engaged in the business, even though it was only one gun, because he was clearly operating as a business and holding himself out as a business. On the other hand, you can liquidate a private collection. And this was right in this guidance document. And by the way, I went out looking for that the other day, and it looks like the Department of Justice has taken this down. And I don't know, and that could be, it just isn't the same place, because for years I would just Google it, and I had the link preserved because I emailed that link around to different people under different circumstances. I went back to that same link, and the link didn't work anymore. So I don't know if they've just moved it or if they've taken it down completely, because they want to tell you as they go and make up the rules as they go on what's being engaged in the business. But the law has a definition of being engaged in the business, and that is if you repetitively buy and sell firearms with a principal motivation of making a profit. Now, again, it says repetitively. Well, that would seem to say that only one isn't enough. Well, that could well be unless you hold yourself out as a business. So if you're buying and selling some guns with a primary motive of making a profit, the law says you're engaged in the business of buying and selling firearms, and if you're engaged in the business, you have to have a license. And if you don't have a license and you're engaged in the business, you're looking at 5 years in federal prison. And I believe it's a $250,000 fine. So that's the impact of this. Now, folks have seen this language of, well, if you're liquidating a private collection, you don't have to have a federal firearms license. Well, that's true. Let's say you've been slowly building a firearms collection for 25, 30 years, or you inherit a large firearms collection of 200 guns. And you don't want 200 guns for whatever reason. Either you're done collecting and you want to get out of it, or you inherit it and don't have an interest in maintaining that collection. You just want to liquidate it because you'd rather have the cash. Can you sell it? Yes. Does that make you engaged in the business because you want to sell all of Grandpa's firearms that you inherited? No. Because you're not repetitively buying guns so as to turn around and sell them trying to make a profit. You're just liquidating the collection because you'd rather have cash. If you're a collector and want to buy two or sell a gun, I should say, or two, to get the cash to buy a better gun that fills that niche in your collection, you can do that. That's not repetitively buying and selling firearms either. But here's where people try to get too cute by half. And that's the guys you see at the gun shows all the time who set up the table with a carved wooden sign. If you go to gun shows, you've seen these guys. The carved wooden sign they've been using for 25 years at gun shows, traveling around with their truck and their trailer full of guns, that says liquidating private collection. Are they really liquidating a private collection? Or are they just trying to get around the license requirement? Those are the guys that are going to get more of us in trouble, because that's who Biden is saying to crack down on. But I'll tell you exactly who's going to get caught up in this. And that's the enthusiast who simply buys and sells a few guns here and there because they're into guns. Because they want to get rid of less quality guns they have and buy better guns. If they buy and sell several firearms in that process, could they easily get swept up in what Biden's talking about here in this executive order? Oh, my, yes. How do I know this? Because I'm currently representing some of these people.